from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just miss me with all that crap. Although, yeah, Jim Rome's now streaming on X, by the way, too. I still need to get that Quinn and Williams sound. It's so good. Joe from Burbank, though, real quick, yeah. Chasky. I want to go to Joe here because I threw out the question, and I want to throw it out again. 888-957-9570. 49ers fans, do you guys appreciate Kyle Shanahan enough? Is he appreciated here in the Bay Area for just how good he has been getting the 49ers to two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks? Or are you saying, you know what, the expectations are high, he's a choker, we need to see it to believe it. Until then, he's just a shortcomer. Joe, Burbank, your thoughts on Shanahan.
Yeah, I think I don't think he's appreciated it. And you know something, everybody keeps talking about Shanahan doesn't do this, doesn't do that. You know, when I called in, I told him why I wanted to talk to you, and you just beat me to it. You were talking about the players made mistakes. We had 5 or 6 turnovers in that game, and against Kansas City, you got to play a clean game.
Exactly.
If you cut those turnovers in half, we might have won the game. Why they keep blaming Shanahan? The players lost the Super Bowl. Okay, the Niners beat themselves. I don't look at Kansas City beating us. I think that basically we beat ourselves.
I'm with you, and I think that we also just winning is so hard. It's so hard. This isn't like a best of 7 series, right? Where the better roster wins every day. These are one-offs. The guy is 8-4 in the playoffs. All right. I think Bill Walsh had 10 wins in the playoffs. It might be 11. Like at some point, he's going to be the all-time winningest playoff 49er coach. Yeah. And he might not have a Super Bowl under his belt. And I get that. And I understand
that's great for some franchises, but not for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. But okay.
I'm sorry.
But your franchise hasn't won diddly squat in 30 years.
You know, there was a funny argument yesterday. I saw it come across my time. I think it was Chris Rose, we love Chris Rose, John Boy Media, former NFL Network, still does that. But they were talking, I think it was him and Trevor Plouffe, former Twin, and they're talking about, is Aaron Judge already an all-timer with the New York Yankees right now? Is he already an all-time Yankee legend? And Trevor Plouffe was like, yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, he's 50 home runs, like, he's going to be up there in the conversation, with like up there with the greatest home run hitters of all time. And then Chris Rose was like, yeah, but it's the Yankees. You haven't won a World Series, so you're not Jeter. Hell, you're not even A-Rod.
Yeah, but Don Mattingly didn't win a World Series.
He didn't. That's why Donnie Batts comes up shorter against
those guys. I think he's an all-time Yankee.
But that's the...
I hear you.
You like to say this. You're grading on the 49ers curve a little bit here.
I understand that.
There's a part of that which we have to discuss. David wants to discuss this from Napa. What's going on, David? You're almost Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. So I have to agree with the last caller. If you remember, Shanahan dialed up the play where Garoppolo overthrew Emmanuel Sanders in that Super Bowl. He didn't throw the pass, but he dialed up the play. And then also, in the last Super Bowl, we would have won, except Bradford missed the block, the offensive yard, and touched the lineup. How can that be the coach's fault?
David, where are you calling from? Where are you at?
Everyone's playing the game.
No, David, real quick, where are you? Are you in a winery or something? What are you doing?
Pardon?
Where are you?
My dog.
Okay, yeah, that's the worst connection I've ever heard for a dog walker in my lifetime. Thanks, Dave.
Look, God, I don't think any coach is perfect, right?
Walking along like the moon or something? Jesus.
I don't think any coach is perfect. Because you're not going to be great at everything, right? And some guys have certain blind spots. And I do believe, like, there are certain clock management issues that Kyle has had that I freely acknowledge. There are certain conservative, aggressive approaches at different points in games, you know, whether it be playoffs or not, where I'm like, what are we doing here? And that's just philosophical differences. And we can have, you know, he knows more information on the sidelines about where that team is at and how they're feeling than I do. But he's really, 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 really good. And until we see cracks of sustained weakness, I'm not ready to even entertain the argument that he's on some hot seat. I find that weird.
No, he's definitely not on the hot seat, but this season is going to be very interesting and telling to me because of how hard it is to lose a Super Bowl and get back. Like this season, in a way, Joe Shasky, because of the quarterback, because of everything, because of all the tumultuous offseason stuff with Ayuk and Trent, like this is the biggest season for Kyle Shanahan as a San Francisco 49ers head coach. I truly believe that. Like, this is going to be the year. This is your second Super Bowl loss now. Expectations have never been higher. The NFC is only getting better now. We mentioned the Bears, the Packers, obviously the Lions, the Eagles. Like, you can't have the cushy NFC anymore. Like, you're not in the AFC, and you should count your blessings, because I do think the conversation would be a lot different if the 49ers and the NFC. Like, I think it would be a lot more panicky if you had Patrick Mahomes in your conference.
Probably.
If you had Joe Burrow and stuff like that. But the fact that you kind of ran through it last year, you didn't have your A game against the Lions, you didn't have your A game against the Packers, and yet you still beat those teams, I think speaks volumes to Kyle Shanahan. But also, you've now gone up against the Chiefs, the cream of the crop in the AFC twice, and you've come up short. So, like, sooner or later, you got to beat that team. And you are playing the Chiefs this year again. And that's going to be a game everyone's going to be circled. It's going to be Sunday Night Football, or it's going to be the Fox game of the week.
He's never beaten them.
Never. Ever.
But here's the hard part with all that. They dominated the Rams in the regular season and then lost the one that mattered. And so it's hard for me to say that it's a make or break game. But I will say this. It is good for the psyche to know you can beat a team. So I do want them to beat the Chiefs, strictly so they know in their back of their head, like, all right, we've done this before. Even though it's a totally different beast come January.
I mean, that's why the Niners dominate their division, because they just dominate in the regular season. They just know every regular season, oh yeah, we'll beat Geno Smith and the Seahawks. Oh yeah, we'll handle McVay in the regular season anyways. And yes, it does matter in the playoffs, but just getting there and handling your own division, that's what Tom Brady did forever with New England. Yeah, you lose occasionally to the Dolphins or something like that, the South Beach flu, stuff like that. And you're seeing with Mahomes. I don't think Mahomes, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's lost once on the road in division, and that was to the Denver Broncos last year.
Yeah, he's freaking awesome.
He's one time.
I mean,
he's lost to a divisional opponent on the road.
Joe, he's been to 4 Super Bowls. He's 28. He's won 3.
It's in the one he lost, he didn't have 2 of his starting tackles.
Okay, so like you're looking at a guy who's going for a three-peat. You're looking at a guy who's going for his 4th championship to tie Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana. I don't know what else you have to, like, he's one of the greatest players the game has ever seen.
It's unbelievable.
And it pains me to no end that we're on the receiving end of 2 of his victories. We are the Cincinnati Bengals to his Joe Montana highlight package.
And Joe Montana roots for him, too. That's another thing.
I mean, how can you not? He's a great player.
I mean, but it's a chief, like, Joe, that's... He's coming for your legacy, homie.
You can't
be rooting for him.
I know.
I'm rooting for Kevin in SF. He wants to join the conversation. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys. Well, I think we need to keep Shanahan. Shanahan's great. But one thing about Shanahan that's different than Bill Walsh is that when Bill Walsh, when he first started, that's why we couldn't run the ball. So he used to pass the ball to the running backs. But after that, once we started scoring again, we had to stop the other team from scoring. That's why they drafted Ronnie Lott, Eric Wright, and Carlton Williamson. When we won all our Super Bowls, it was our defense that did the stop. All the stops. We all did the stops. But right now, it seems like everybody's on Shanahan because he don't score enough. Because our defense can't stop when they come in when Kansas City comes down. Just like when the first one we played with Kansas City, and we had Sherman, and he got beat. And that's when it snowballed. Same thing when we was playing Kansas City this time. We had another defensive coordinator who was playing prevent defense. Come on, man. We need a defensive coordinator that can stop the opposition. Or we need Shanahan to keep scoring if we can't stop them. That's all I got to say, guys.
Good call.
Well, in the biggest game of the year last year, the 49ers defense held the Kansas City Chiefs to 1 offensive touchdown. That came off of a muffed punt.
But to win a Super Bowl,
I'm sorry, like,
you almost have to be perfect.
That's great. But Kyle Shanahan literally got like one of the best defensive performances he's going to get in a Super Bowl against an all-time quarterback, and he squandered it. That's how I feel.
Well, and their special teams miss an extra point.
And teams has been what under Kyle Shanahan?
Suspect yes. At best. And they booted a ball, you know, Ray, like... I keep coming back to this. Like, I'm not saying you're going to hire Jim Tom Sula.
No.
But what I'm saying here is, like, it's when you go coach hunting, it's roulette, man. It is roulette. You don't know what you're going to get. We talked about how difficult it is to find quarterbacks. I bet the head coach hit rate is about as good as a first-round quarterback hit rate is.
It, ask the Cleveland Browns, who finally got a guy, Kevin Stefanski, prior to that.
Well,
ask the Raiders right now. Who? John Gruden's been the best coach of my lifetime for a couple years, and then when he came back, it was a dumpster fire. Jack Del Rio for a two-year stretch? Come on.
I think this is a great analogy. I actually think this is one of the best analogies I've ever heard. 415. It's like we're Phil Mickelson and the Chiefs, Mahomes, are Tiger Woods. Early Phil Mickelson, Phil before won. He broke through.
I was going to say Phil won, though.
No, but early on, he was a tortured soul who couldn't win. He had the double drivers. He had all that, you know, the stuff in the U.S. Open where he basically had it shanked the ball
Jeff
left.
Jeff Ogilvy, I remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, there you go.
Phil was very tortured until you finally break through and win one. There's an Andy Reid, Phil Mickelson-like quality. This guy he's like a Greek tragedy.
I always would watch, because with my dad, I'm sure like you do, we just watch Sunday morning, whatever major's happening, stuff like that. I would just watch it with my pops growing up, the great Bob Spadoni. And he always just, whenever Phil, just is like, son, something about those lefties. Just, I don't trust him in the big moments. I was like, Dad, you got your little leftist? Is that what it
Ryan
is?
Ryan Harmon, yeah, Mike Weir.
Right? He's like, something about him. They get the yips. I was like, isn't your firstborn a lefty, Sam? He's like, yeah, he certainly is.
So I would ask the audience this.
Benny's a lefty, by the way, too.
We all acknowledge they're not moving off of Shanahan, right?
No.
But for those that, what would it take? Do we need to lose three Super Bowls? Is it just one season under 500?
What would it take for Kyle Shanahan to be on the hot seat after this season? 888-957-9570.
I'm just curious. I wanted to thought.
That's interesting.
Because it sounds like I'm looking at these answers. When I say, we say Kyle Shanahan, you say bullheaded, torture genius, not a finisher, plays not to lose, gets to the end and fails. You know, hot seat, stubborn arrogance. I mean, these are not good. A three-quarter coach, Kershaw, a Greek tragedy, a choke artist. We are so harsh.
A Greek tragedy. Again, going back to Othello, I think I mentioned that earlier.
It's about time, buddy. Like, ego, offensive savant who doesn't know how to win a game at the end. Like, I'm kind of like, damn.
Pressure is a privilege, Joe Shasky. That is what they say to that. We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. What would it take for Kyle Shanahan to be on the hot seat after this season? Would it take like a dumpster fire of a season? What would it be? Would it be an incredible regression from Brock Purdy? And do 49ers fans actually appreciate their head coach? That's what I want to know. 888-957-9570. We're rolling one more segment before handing off to Steiny and Guru at the top of the hour. But it's Spadonian for Bonta Hill alongside Joe Shasky. And it's 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
It bothers me.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I'm having a blast. Just chopping up with the guys in the back. Steiny, Guru, they're fired up. 49ers football. We had Brian Baldinger here join us earlier at 7:30. Find that on the Odyssey app. Rewind feature or on YouTube. We are streaming live on Twitch and YouTube all day long, all week long, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Before the break, Joe Shasky, you were talking a lot about Kyle Shanahan, expectations, hot seat, great coach, all that sort of stuff. No one's saying he's on the hot seat. But we just asked the question, what would it take after this season for him to, just have the discussion of, is Kyle Shanahan the guy? And we threw it out there, 888-957-9570, Miley, George, Steve, I see you. And I also would just, the appreciation factor for Kyle Shanahan, I can gather from you, you don't think he's appreciated enough. I think he's appreciated to a point, because everyone's got a breaking point, and every fan has a breaking point, and losing two Super Bowls, one is, permissible. Two, I can understand people being frustrated.
No, I get that. I just look at sports like this. Show me a great coach, and I will somewhere on there show you a horrific set of losses. Okay. And I look at someone like Belichick, right? Belichick lost to Nick Foles. He lost to Eli Manning twice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't think lesser of Bill Belichick.
He had leads in all the fourth quarters, I think, too, in all those games.
All right. Pete Carroll has one of the worst losses in college football history on his resume. Not quarterback spine Vince Young.
Yeah, he also should have just given the ball to Reggie Bush earlier in the game.
Or have him on the field. Yes. You know what I mean? Have him on the field. He also has another horrific Super Bowl loss in not handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Pete's a great coach. Was a great coach.
Borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah.
No, he is.
He should be.
He won one in both. He's, to me, he is. I think he is.
I don't think they take college into account in the NFL.
No, they don't.
I get where I'm going with this.
Right? Like, Joe Gibbs has horrific losses.
He does.
Bill Walsh didn't have necessarily the big horrific losses like that, but he got shut down by the New York Giants in the playoffs, got shut down by the Vikings in the playoffs, lost an NFC Championship game to the Washington football team.
I mean, real quick, Joe Gibbs also won three different quarterbacks. That's unbelievable.
No doubt.
Super Bowl, three different quarterbacks?
No doubt.
Why does no one talk about him as the greatest coach of all time, by the way? Dude, three different ones? It's unbelievable. Continue.
No, but I'm just saying, like, there's a common theme here is that you get there enough and eventually you'll break through, right? That's just my belief. Now, I do understand there's a threshold on that. Like, I do. I understand that there's a threshold. If we lost three Super Bowls under this guy, my soul would be crushed. For him, more and myself, and Niner fans as a whole. Like, I don't know how you can recover from that.
Well, you don't. Three Super Bowl losses, like, get to a fourth then you're Marv Levy. Like, it's brutal. Steve in Fremont wants to join in the conversation, 888-957-9570. Are we appreciating Kyle Shanahan enough for getting this team to two Super Bowls, albeit in a loss both times to Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and one time to Taylor Swift? Steve, Fremont, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Absolutely love your show. Shask, I feel for you, man. I grew up in the 80s as well, saw all the Super Bowls. I get it. I don't think we move off Shanahan quite yet. I think he's got a lot to go still. We got a great team. We're going to see how this year plays out, and then we'll have a lot more questions if it doesn't play out how we want. A couple of the points I wanted to make. You guys were comparing, you know, we were up against Mahomes. That's like what Charles Barkley and all those guys that went up against Michael Jordan had to deal with. They're all great players, Hall of Fame players, but they went against the GOAT. And then the other part with football, it has a ring like Steve Young. Took over the reins from Joe Montana, couldn't get past the big game. Can we trust Steve Young? But finally got it, yep. And then now he's revered as one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And we all love them.
Yep.
So it's going to take a Super Bowl win for sure. I don't like the Falcons comparison only because he was the offensive coordinator. Yeah, he ran up the score pretty good. Yeah, he could have done some other things, but what about the defensive side? We don't talk about that a lot for those Falcons. And then obviously you're going against the GOAT in football with Tom Brady. It pains me to say that. But yeah, that's kind of the point I wanted to make. I think he draws us some great offensive schemes. I mean, look what they did against the Lions last year in the championship game. That was huge. That's a huge comeback to get your guys to rally from that far down. And so we know he's a good coach. He's just got to get over the hump, get the monkey off his back, like Steve Young said.
I'm with you. Thanks, Steve. I'm 100% with you. I think it's a great call. Your analogy about the 90s players and Michael Jordan. So, like, that's an interesting one. I look at the Utah Jazz. I think Jerry Sloan, now, is he on the level of some of these other coaches that have all these championships? Mm-hmm. No. During real time, I was like, dude, he's such a great coach.
Yeah.
And he had great players, right? Stockton and Malone, all-time legends.
Yeah.
And they couldn't break through against that team. That Bulls team, I don't view them that much less than, you know, had they won it, it would have been remarkable and it would have been a huge upset and all that stuff. But like, there's a lot to be said there. I think I see the comparison. Shanahan has to win the one though to just shut everyone up. Like until that happens, this is all just fodder.
Well, I get the analogy, but also I already listed off the amount of quarterbacks that you had the lesser, and then you still, like, it's happened actually a lot more than we care to think. Like, the lesser quarterback has won in this last century quite a few times. Again, Nick Foles, Eli Manning, and then you got Tom Brady against an already established MVP in Kurt Warner. So Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady when he beat the Rams in that Super Bowl. He became Tom Brady after that, and after beating Jake Delhomme, and after beating, you know, Donovan McNabb. Hell, in some of those ones, like the McNabb one, McNabb was probably better than Brady at that point as a passer and stuff like that. Maybe you can make the argument, and maybe that's a stretch here or there, but like, It's just all time, too. Hell, you go Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers. I know Ben won two, but maybe people think that he is better than Aaron Rodgers all time, but I know the MVPs, what have you. So I don't like that one because there are situations where you could say, you know what, you had a lead in the fourth quarter. You should have beaten Mahomes. I don't care that he was on the other sideline, what have you. Miley out in Walnut Creek, 888-957-9570. What's going on, Miley? You're almost Spadoni and Chasky.
What's that? Hey. Brian from Flowing Water, I know him. He's a good buddy. I've got some great stories about him and his brothers getting kicked out of basketball leagues and softball. It's awesome. Joe, you would appreciate it. I'm going to do a signee real quick.
Oh.
I'm a man of context. So in the Super Bowl, did Kyle fumble the ball or was that McCaffrey?
McCaffrey. I can't remember.
Okay, who missed the extra point? I just can't seem to. Was that Kyle?
It's Jake Moody.
Did he drop the Jaquaski Tart interception?
Thank you.
I mean, we can go on and on and on about plays. There's two guys in the league I fear more than anyone, Mahomes and Chris Jones. And it just so happens they forced us twice. And when I'm doing any kind of worrying about any teams during the year, I worry about Mahomes and Chris Jones. That's it. I don't worry about nobody else in the league.
It's one of the best calls.
You just listed all those things, and I could say, and I could retort and say, well, it sounds like the head coach didn't have his players prepared.
Wait a minute.
I mean, he didn't have his guys prepared. They should have made those plays.
One of the greatest running backs you've ever seen who fumbles, that's on the coach.
Sorry. He didn't have – I saw it was Kyle Shanahan was looking a little loose at that Super Bowl presser, just hanging out, relaxing that media week. Didn't like have his guys up to snuff. Looked like they were just hanging out.
So Danny White getting stripped in the pocket in the NFC Championship game is because Bill Walsh had his team more prepared.
Attention to detail matters.
Come on.
Just saying.
Come on.
I'm just saying. George, Los Altos. Was George on? Oh, I think George might have gotten cut off earlier. George, what's going on, man? With Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. Now, actually, I finally got through on the second go around with the five questions. But my point of view on the only thing I think that Kyle could do, if you look back on it, the Super Bowl, the first one that we lost, even though I wish he would have kept running the ball because they weren't stopping us and we were averaging close to 6 yards play, but he did dial up a good pass play and Jimmy overthrew him. He didn't cost us the Super Bowl last year, in my opinion, for the number of reasons that everybody has pointed out. I think the only thing he could do would be to go get us into the Super Bowl, have a chance to win the game, and he would make the worst call of all time that can be blamed on no one else but him, and that's what Pete Carroll did with the Seattle Seahawks when they beat Tom Brady. You can't blame anyone else for that call except for the coach.
Yep.
He would have to screw up like that in order to get fired.
That's the only thing
I can think of.
You know, well, Coach, here's what I would say to you. I'm more frustrated overall with specific personnel decisions. Passing on Brady when he wanted to come.
Could have had him.
Maybe not making the trade for Stafford, even though
Thanks, George.
I didn't really want to make the trade for Stafford. But looking back, they probably should have done that, right? I'm more mad about those than any one call in any of these Super Bowls. I'm being real.
No, that decision is going to haunt him, I feel like, the rest of his career.
And that's a personnel decision. That's not even an in-game, you know, quote-unquote choke job.
That one, and he's lucky for Brock Purdy. Listen, you got to have some luck. Like, it's better to be lucky than good, my dad always used to say. Better be lucky than good. And they lucked into Brock Purdy, because they whiffed on the Trey Lance as horrifically as that might be one of the worst draft picks in the history of the sport. And they whiffed on it that badly, and you gave up that much draft capital to do it.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. And we just listed off the 2022 draft class. You could have had any of those other guys probably, but you didn't. You ended up lucking into Brock Purdy, and now he's looking like a $300 million quarterback. Well, but you know what? He gets credit because he is the head coach, and he's helped develop him.
I think also this Mahomes thing is unique in that you could have had him. And I think that's another layer to why people are so when it comes to this whole thing.
I didn't know who Mahomes was.
No one did, yeah. But that's their job to scout that guy.
Yeah.
You didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
And your grandmaster plan was wait a year and get Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean?
That was the plan.
So no, Kirk Cousins. I do think that like we could, the personnel stuff bugs me way more than, and don't get me wrong, there are so many, but like the Super Bowl losses, it's a combination of coaching and players. The personnel, that goes back to him. I mean, he's got ultimate say, and I'll have a hard time for the rest of my life coming to grips with the fact that they told Tom Brady no when he was dying to come here.
So we're here with Shanahan. You know, we just had three callers in a row defend him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.